Blog Talk Radio.
It just doesn't matter if we win or we lose. It just doesn't matter.
Away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, yes!
How many lumps do you want?
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Help! Help! I'm losing my mind!
Right out of the hell. Boy!
Oh!
My God!
Grenache. You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. Ow! Oh.
My name is Osaimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
Giddy up.
coast to coast. It's the Friday Possum Theme.
Hi, my name is Tim Blair. I used to be a nice, normal, clean-cut American kid. And then I met Julie Renfield, a young British actress visiting Hollywood. She turned my whole world upside down. But when the movie she was making ended and she returned to London, I was just about ready to die. To forget my broken heart, I posed for my photographer brother who needed some hippie pictures in a hurry. By mistake, they ended up in London.
I really dig that earthy look. I want that girl. It's my only chance to be with Julie.
And that's how I became the ugliest girl in town.
And you wonder why that wasn't the long-running hit. The ugliest girl in town. That one came to mind because I thought, I'd always got Robert Morse, who just passed away, confused with Peter Kastner, who was played the titular ugliest girl in town. So, I don't know. That's why that was the theme tonight. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Well, good evening. Welcome to Friday Night Possum. Grenache Network, coming to finest, blah, blah, blah. Monday's Possum Hour, Friday's this thing. We're going to be missing one of these things, I think. Oh, wait, that's from before. Well, I don't know. Down the road, we'll miss a few Fridays. But, oh boy, I got some crazy shit coming up here. Anyways, welcome everyone to the show. You should have the introductions closer to the top, don't you think, already?
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
You Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby.
All right, break it up.
Ugliest girl in town.
Yeah. Cool.
Great.
So how was your weekend, man?
Yeah, it was all right. It was a good weekend. Nothing big.
Cool.
Yours?
How the peepers doing?
I have a little bit of a pain in my eye. It just started about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, jeez.
But the glasses
get them before
are good.
Work.
liking the glasses.
Yeah. Maybe you're
liking
your
bifocals.
Maybe you're hitting
maybe
it too hard, man. Reading too many books
maybe.
There.
Maybe.
Be like that Burgess Meredith, man. Time enough at last.
All the time in the world.
That'll be Gumby's Twilight's nightmare. Yeah, I got a lot done this week, man. My to-do list. I blew
all right.
The fuck up, man.
Now you
got to
compose another one.
Monday, I pooped in a box, man.
There you go. There you
Jesus
go.
God, that was that was so gross. I could never be a scatological, you know, sexual weirdo, man. Oh, jeez.
Did
and
you
then,
sign
you know,
the
for
form
me, like,
with hugs and kisses?
we meet it, you know, it gets up in your nose and then it just stays up there the rest of the day. You keep smelling poop. You're like, oh, the fuck, still smelling that poop.
Huh.
But it is like poop in a jar because you actually poop in a jar and then close the jar and put that in a box. So you don't poop in the box. In a jar, put the jar in a box.
I don't remember. Yeah. I can't remember how I did it. I've done it once, too. And I don't
did you really?
Remember how I did it. Yeah.
And then so I'm taking over to Staples. They got the UPS over there.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling like kind of weird.
Yes. Well.
It's like got poop in a box, right? We have a luminary in the lounge, man.
Okay.
Reverend Wendy just popped in, man.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, to finish up, I felt really weird going in with my poop in a UPS shipment box. And I handed it off to the guy. Nobody stared at me or pointed or laughed or anything. But then
until you left.
On the way out, I'm just thinking how utterly ridiculous that was. I just shipped my poop. I shipped my shit. I mean, mailed my duty, man. It was so weird. I know. Dr. Cake says she comes in when you're talking about poop. But anyway, got that out of the way. So.
Yeah, good for you.
Nice.
Took you long enough. How long
I know,
it
man. I, well, yeah. There's a good reason. That was gross. I don't want to do it again. And then today was Earth Day.
Yes.
Cleaned out the shed.
Yes.
Got all the cans over to recycle, man. You know what they were paying for aluminum today? $1.
$1.
Pound. I've never gotten $1 a pound for
aluminum. Shit.
Yeah. I think all a little right. bit of that was because it was Earth Day, but you got to figure everything else is inflated too. So it's like,
You
I didn't even get home. $100 was gone by the time I got home. So you know,
got some natties?
No, I bought what I buy. Bought a 6-pack of Miller Genuine Drafts.
Okay.
Some tomato seeds, some tomato plants.
All right. How about beet juice? Do you have any beet juice?
No, I bought some beet seeds, man. I'm going to grow my own
beet
damn
seeds.
Beets.
Okay, yep. There you go.
Mm-mm-mm. So shall we blow something the fuck up?
Yeah, you're going to be a beet farmer.
Beef tycoon, baby.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right,
this is a... what do you call it? Encore presentation?
And now, an encore presentation. And now, an encore presentation.
I hate it worse this time. It's Helen Reddy, baby.
Hey, how do you spell Garage? With a G or a J? With a G, you idiot. G-A-R-A-J.
Fine speller you turned out to be. G-A-R-A-J. Don't you know there's an E on the end of it? You just made that up. Go on.
I guess it was yourself you were involved with. I would have sworn it was me.
Suck my dick! Or cock!
I might have found out sooner if you'd only let me close enough to see.
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck your ass!
That ain't
Fuck you, fucking goddamn it! Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
Well, I bought me a donkey about 4 foot tall to plow my cotton in the early fall. He's running around, was an
fence to keep my donkey in. I rigged up a wire with a battery charge to keep my donkey from a running at large. Inside this pen I turned him loose, corralled by volts of electrified juice. Well, which way did my donkey go? If you see him, let me know. I haven't seen my donkey since he backed into that electrified fence. Into the stratosphere. I just got word from Albuquerque. A donkey up there was looking for work. He's my donkey and his name is Jack. Oh, how I wish he'd come on back. Well, if you wait, my donkey go. If you see him, let me know. I haven't seen my donkey since he backed into that electrified fence. A stroke. He saw something riding up the rainbow trail with long ears and a buckleberg tail. The thing he saw and he firmly stated was a donkey headed for the pearly gates. Well, which way did my donkey go? If you see him, let me know. I haven't seen my donkey since he backed into that electrified fence.
Some hours says, suck it.
There it is. There it is.
Yep, yep, yep. She lives on in soundbite.
We love the Reverend Wendy.
Oh, yeah. Thank. Hey, man, did you see the viral video of the week?
The one that
teaches us all the lesson. Don't fuck with Mike Tyson, you know? Do you see that?
No.
Oh, he's on a plane. The video sucks because you don't see the whole story. This guy's a real dick sitting behind him,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's bugging him. He keeps bugging him.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I guess they said he threw a water bottle at him or something. And then it cuts, and then you see Mike Tyson's punching this guy's head in. And they're going, Mike.
I bet he has to go through that every day. There's always probably somebody always fucking around.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go around punching people, but
yeah,
this fucking guy asked for it, man. What a dildo. And Mike Tyson, you gonna fuck with Mike Tyson?
Looking for a payday. Looking for a payday as well. This guy's gonna sue him now.
He was like an assassin, man. Don't fuck with him, idiot. Bonehead, man. I hope he learned a good lesson. You can get your teeth knocked in.
He collects a few million.
I guess some people never learn. Yeah, but you can't collect no millions if you've egged them on.
I don't know about that.
First
swing is the one in the wrong.
Well, if he threw a water bottle at him, I don't know if it was a water bottle or just water from a bottle, but that's assault. So I don't know. Just leave Mike Tyson.
No. Leave the man alone, for Christ's sake.
I don't think he's got a real good sense of humor. Well, maybe he does. He's selling those
maybe the
gummy ears. He was on his way to a marijuana fest where they were selling their gummies. Anyway. He was wrong to punch the guy in the head, but don't fuck Mike Tyson.
There you go. Should have paid zero.
Yeah. That would have been funny. You want Mike Tyson? I'll give you an autograph. Chunk of beer out. Them apples.
Wild stuff.
I got a picture of Mike, Iron Mike on my wall there. In the,
oh, yeah?
Wall of Fame. Yeah, him getting his ass kicked by Buster Douglas.
You're in everything, aren't you?
Leroy Neiman paintings. I was never a big boxing fan, but I did see that fight, and we were like flipping out. But it was a giveaway at the ballpark. Boop, boop, boop. Right. There they are, the Possum Lounge.
Yeah. Possum Lounge.
Apple Cheeks Alice is here. She's already contributed to the show.
Yeah.
That hilarious donkey backing into the electric fence.
Yeah, okay. What was the opening tune? That instrumental.
Pure Comedy Gold. That is like Jazz History 101, man.
Okay.
I remember that from when the library got out the History of Jazz set, you know. And that was like on the first side. Riverboat Shuffle by the Paul Whiteman Band.
Oh, okay. Paul Whiteman.
Yeah. Big Spider Beck. The whole gang. Probably the Dorsey Brothers. All them dudes was on that. Classic shit.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, who's that guy? The Johnny Horton and the Electrified Donkey. Hate when that happens. So, and again, Robert Morris is not the same guy as Peter Kastner.
Yeah, I don't recognize the Peter Kastner one.
Yeah, well, he had a gap in his teeth, and he was a short guy, and he just short hair. It kind of looked like him. I think he was like poor man's Robert Morris or something. Thank you for coming out.
Yeah, I've been missing too, Robert Morris.
Yeah, yeah. And they're both, you know, light comedic actors. Mm-hmm. Easy to get them confused. Yeah, Johnny Horton does have a lot of good songs, though. You are correct, sir. And there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Would not be a show without Dr. Cake. She's not feeling well, so let's all give her positive waves, man.
Positive waves going your way. Dr. Cake.
Bunch of positive waves heading north.
Yes.
Snow country.
great white north.
Snow, man, I cut the grass already, man.
Nice.
It was long as shit in the back. Whacked the front today. Nice. I like that. I like cutting the grass. I like cutting grass.
And you crossed that off your to-do list.
Well, it actually didn't officially make it.
Oh, okay.
Is it like, okay, because beers get too expensive, man. So, like, I've been not, you know, drinking beer. And if you're not drinking, man, you get all the time on your hands. You end up doing stuff, you know? I got shit, curtain hung, and I got all kind of shit done.
All right, see that?
Yeah. I liked when beer was cheap.
And you didn't reward yourself with a beer after every achievement?
I did a cartoon yesterday.
Too. Yeah.
It'll be coming to a Facebook post. And totally not political, so never fear, Smith dear. But my old editor, Irv, had a need for a drawing to go in an article. I don't know. Wasn't drinking. I fucked with it for like 6 hours, and then I did have a glass of wine after that.
There you go. All right.
I'm having
a creative reward.
Right. Having a glass of wine now.
There you go. Hoity toity.
The cartoon with Yul Gibbons in it. You believe that?
Oh, yeah?
2022, and I made a couple bucks drawing Yul Gibbons yesterday.
What the hell does this article have to do? Yul Gibbons?
It's an article about how some shit you believe isn't true.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't read the article, but he just said, can you have the Keebler elves running from Yul Gibbons? Yeah, sure, man. Kind of like as a religious, you know, the triptych thing in the religious art where you got the three figures, the one in the middle, usually the Christ, and then the things on the side. And that's kind of how I did the composition. It's kind of cool. I liked it.
Good. Looking forward to seeing it. Post that thing.
It's not really funny, but.
Yeah, well.
I
want to read the article now.
Yul Gibbons looks like a demented Cameron Mitchell. Cool. Demented Cameron Mitchell. All right. Where are we at? Dr. Cake. What did we show without Dr. Cake? Here's G.T. Trenton, the strongest man on the internet.
G.T. Trenton.
I think you up. Yeah, the Keebler elves are running away from Yul going, hide the cookies. It's Yul Gibbons. Something like that. Okay. I didn't make it up. It was his idea about the possum flag, too. Whipped that one up.
Possum flag.
Did you see that on Possum Undercover? Don't tread on me.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody hasn't done that before, but.
What the hell?
I hadn't remembered seeing it, so I worked one up myself.
Good. I like it.
They're becoming GT, the strongest man on the internet. Also,
GTO.
A 4-star chef. He revealed his Miguel tonight. I was like, what the fuck is that? A red onion? No, he's got a couple slices of salami on his hamburger. Whoa!
That sounds good.
I know. I'm like, man, that note to self, man. Slice of salami. Hard salami on that burger?
Uh-huh. Salami on anything.
I should get like 7-Up or something to cut this wine with, man. It makes me silly. Taking my clothes off or something. There's other people's eyes. Our old pal Oak.
Other people's eyes.
Yeah, he forgot the pickles though on that hamburger. Or as my grandmother used to say, we're having hamburger sandwiches.
Hamburger sandwiches.
Yeah, we'd be like, Grandma. It's just hamburger. It's just say hamburger. You could have just hamburger patties on the plate. Yeah, but they're hamburger sandwiches.
Hamburger sandwiches.
You must apply to Grandma. Grandma D. He ruled all. All right. Other people's eyes is here. Our old pal Ope. He's glad to be here. G.T. Trenton, Dr. Cake, Apple Cheeks Alice, and Luminary, member of the Council of Experts. There she is, the one, the only, the lovely Reverend Wendy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, do I have any? Not really. What's this one?
When the stars make you drool, right. Just like a pasta fazool at some ore.
Alright. Oh, here we go.
Hello, this is James Dury, and you're listening to Possum Hour.
Ha-ha! That's Big Mamu!
Possum Hour?
Alright, Big Mamu. Thank you for coming. And let's not start another one, for Christ's sake. In the booth here with me is the Sinister Minister of Science, Industry, and those little lights on the porch lamp. It's Professor R.J. Gummy. That's the Possum Lounge.
Yes. With your super host, Commodore.
As a beaver.
the show. Ask me for my autograph and ask if she could go back to my motel room. For the rest is just a tragic tale.
What kind of shit is that?
That was your Jim Croce over there, man.
Jimmy Croce.
You know the one. yeah, that was a song about Cynthia Plastercaster. Passed away today.
Okay.
Hey, fix the line. Rendition. But she was the girl that was too shy. You know, so she figured out a way to approach guys as a groupie and made plaster cast
of their wieners,
their haired on. And the first the first one actually was Jimi Hendrix. Got his doink.
Oh, he was probably proud of that.
Oh yeah, I think he started fucking it when it started. He's a wild man.
I'd be a little too concerned. How are you going to break the cast off and all that?
Well, no, that's the escape. The escape is you wilt. You see, and a lot of guys couldn't keep it hard long enough for the shit to dry.
Okay.
So that was kind of the thing. Some of them aborted the mission and whatnot. I was reading an article on it today. But I've never heard that song in my entire dadgum life. Why the hell not? That was pretty damn good.
That was good.
See, there wasn't a possum hour when I was growing up. That's all.
You were deprived.
I was deprived.
Exactly.
Yeah, Earth Day, man. Recycle them cans.
Which was started by a Philadelphia killer. Every time I hear Earth Day, I'm reminded of that. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
I don't have my links ready. It was actually proposed in the government by a senator dude or something, though.
Yeah.
I'll have that as soon as it comes in over the wire.
I'm trying to figure the guy's name. Ira something. Some Jewish name. Ira.
Yeah, that was the guy's girlfriend ended up in a trunk or something?
Yeah, in a trunk. Yeah. Cute little girl.
Well, he might have come up with the idea, but it was U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson, a Democrat from Wisconsin, that brought it up. That was back when, like, the government was cool and shit. And, like, they came up with Earth Day, and then later on it had the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, and they said, maybe it's a bad thing that the river in Cleveland is on fire. Maybe we should take steps to cut down on this burning river thing.
Exactly.
Good... Yeah.
Now no one cares.
Now it's like, fuck it, all that shit. Let's make... We need rich people. Right now. Diddy Mouse. They're not rich enough. Sacrifice. Let me give them some of my money. Well, I do. Shit. Well, I'm out of material, man. Cut the grass.
That's
poop
it.
In a box. It's Earth Day. Buck a pound. Don't fuck with my
life. Tell us more about your poop.
I laughed so hard, though. I swear to God, I laughed the whole way home, driving home. I was just cracking up. Just the idea. And I crapped in a box, took it over and mailed it. And they were happy. They've been bugging me. Dude, you got to crap in that box, man. And then the guy in the video, it's like, oh, geez, man. It's on your resume now, you know. Oh yeah, and the guy that poops in the box. In the video, show all the lunkheads how to poop in the box.
That's great.
Mm.
Poop in the box, baby. Well, I hope everything comes back all right, man.
Yeah, me too.
Find weird shit in it.
I kept
weird shit
of that,
in your shit.
I kept thinking of that two girls in a cup. Video, you know, shabadoo, man. All right, well, how about a quickie?
Yeah, lay quickie on us.
All right. There's a good one.
Yo, Maitre D, let's cook it. Table and a menu. Ice is back in this oriental venue. Hungry for a little chop suey. You got some dim sum, bring it right to me.
You know what you want?
Yo, can't decide, column A, column B, I like fried. Shrimp and spare ribs, my fingers I'm licking. Waiting for the main course, Kung Pao chicken. Spicy, I mean hot like a stir fry. If you can't take it, order Mu Goo Guy. Pan means chicken and mushrooms. While you're on the stoop, the food is here too soon. No substitutions, but you get hot tea. They say vegetable, but that means no feet. If I get dessert, yo, I deserve it. Check out the chow while the waiter serves it. Rice, rice, baby. Rice, rice, baby. You're eating sweet and sour, but you'll be hungry in less than an hour. Use chopsticks or don't, it don't matter. Fingers were made for a poo-poo platter. Egg rolling with egg foo young. My dinner is cooking like Connie Chung. Noodles on standby, chow mein nearby.
Egg drop?
No, I'm a wonton soup guy.
Soy sauce?
Hot mustard smoking, my plate is clean and my fortune cookie's broken. Bust in a bite of Mongolian beef, get them in toothpick for my teeth.
takeout, leftover lo mein. If I eat any more, I'll have a weight gain. If I get dessert, yo, I deserve it. Check out the chow while the waiter serves it.
Rice, rice, baby.
Yo, man, let's get out of here. Tip to your waitress.
Rice, rice, baby, to go. Rice, rice, baby, to go.
Yeah, yeah. I like it.
Wow, man. Pretty cool.
Dig it.
Where's the beef?
Way better. Way better than the original. Way better.
That gala makes me howl of honey boo boo.
There she is.
Well, I thought that was going to be a boo, like boo. Scrolling past real quick. Oh, well, sorry about that.
Well, kudos to Honey Boo Boo for still being alive. I'm blown away.
Yeah. Some people, you wonder how they survive as long as they do.
Uh-huh.
Shoot.
How old she is now.
I swear. Yeah, that Cake said that could have been the... Cake said that could have been the 3 minutes. So, it could have been, but it was only 2 minutes long. It's way too short for 3 minutes.
Yeah. You guys got to suffer.
Oh, we've been joined by Fjord Prefect.
Hey, Fjord.
I think before the 3 minutes, we owe Fjord a Fjord Prefect quickie.
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes. One of his many quickies.
Which one? It's like the land of quickies over here. Here we go. It's the Pap Smear song.
Yeah, give me a Pap Smear test. Oh no, I think I got it all. Give me a Pap Smear test.
I liked it. I don't know.
That was a great ending.
Yeah, I know. It's beauty. All right. Hope says he's not sure all medical procedures need
it. Yeah, they could. Going over that one.
Yeah. Well, you know.
It's got to be a poop in a box song.
Well, there's the, where is it?
Keeping your poop in a jar. Till the day you come back. But don't forget just what you are. Yeah, keeping your poop in a jar.
Aren't you glad that's over with, though? You finally got that out of the way. You finally got that off your list.
What if they... Well... Okay. Yeah, I am. I'm happy it's in the rearview mirror. I just hope I don't have to do it again or go in and get the slide whistle up wazoo. So... Yeah, hopefully that's it. They'll go, your poop looks good. We're actually going to keep some of it, just because time's sake. On display, Commodore's poop, Commodore's dookie. Here it is.
I still feel you should have went to a novelty shop and just got one of those plastic ones. fucking mailed it to him.
I could have put some freaking groundhog poop in there, man. That's that bastard. He's pooping like a goddamn dog out there, man. I was cutting the grass. I'm back in the corner. I'm like, Jesus Christ, looks like a dog was in here.
That's
at least he goes back in the corner. He's very, you know, kind of appreciated that. Wasn't in the middle of the yard. It's like, dude, man, he's got to go. He's got to go.
That's
we were
his
talking
place
about,
now, man. That's his house.
Bogey stopped by today. We were talking about it. He says, "Now we got, he's got live traps, man. So we're going to trap that fat bastard. Take him out to the park and let him go." Huh?
There you go. There
Apple
you go.
Cheeks would get behind that. So that's the plan, man. We're going to trap fat bastard and then Phil going to get a bunch of gravel to shove under the shed and
give him a new home.
Oh, he's got a freaking Sirius suite over here. He goes out from my shed and goes under the neighbor lady's shed. Okay. That's old shit.
Oh. You fuck.
You guys living higher on the hog than I am. You know, wow. All right. We better spin the wheel, man.
Take a spin.
Yeah.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Reverend Wendy says Poop in a Jar should have won a Grammy. I have to agree with that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, actually.
Yeah.
Everybody else is. And Dr. Cake said Rub My Rose should also have a Grammy. Should have a big turd up there in Cleveland, man. Well, they do. Cleveland itself. Oh, I didn't say that. Man, don't knock the big town in my state, man. Not cool. But, you know how you find out you don't want to live in Cleveland?
How's it?
Live in Cleveland for a while. Just ask number one son.
I'm kind of sad to hear that the Cleveland Flats are no more.
The which? Oh, the Flats. Yeah. Yeah, that
well,
got ruined
good
by the riffraff. Yeah, the riffraff. Took that. Yeah, I had. Oh, yeah. Big kahunas down there.
I loved it.
All right. I have no idea what to do here for 3 minutes, so. I'll pick the shortest one. 3 minutes.
Cows. We're remarkable cows, and wherever we go, it's a fabulous show. Oh, you know we are cows. That's right, we're cows. Such remarkable cows. We can sing very low, we can dance in a row. We are lovely and slow. Yes, you know we are cows. Thought that all we could do was go moo, then you ought to come and see what we do, for we are cows.
We're remarkable cows,
such remarkable cows,
all remarkable cows, and
wherever we go, it's a fabulous show. Oh, you know we are cows,
cows, cows, cows, cows.
Turn of the head and the swish of the tail and the tippity-tap of the toes. What a glorious sight in black and white and a touch of pink at the nose. Here we go again, cows.
Okay, we're cows.
We're remarkable cows.
Hey, hey, we're cows.
We can sing very low. We can dance in a row. We are lovely and slow. Oh, you know we are cows. You thought that all we could do was go moo, then you ought to know that before us there's not been a chorus line so fine. 'Cause we are cows.
How now, a cow?
We're
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
I think I cut the end off of the cows, man. I apologize.
That was a damn good song. How long have you been sitting on that one?
Bad super host. Oh, who knows?
I was thinking that.
That's like the Boynton cows. Something about the Boynton cows.
Yeah.
Sandra Boynton cows.
That old musical play called Based on Cows.
The Seldom Heard. boom, 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 boom. Okay, what are we doing? The news.
Yeah, what's going on in the world?
Oh, this is some weirdo shit, man. A Michigan school's corpse flower blooms for the first time in 7 years. Grand Valley State University has this corpse flower, which is this huge flower.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the Little Shop of Horrors almost. Is that some kind of
size?
Okay. And
so
it smells like dead people. It smells like rotting flesh. I think they should celebrate every year that it doesn't fucking bloom, to be honest.
Good God.
They're endangered. Gee, I wonder why. How did they survive this long? They could take up to 10 years to grow large enough for their first bloom. Wow. That's crazy, man. I wonder how long flowers last, because I've got hyacinth in the back that I know I've had for 20 years.
Yeah. He's popping up.
And it's bigger and better than ever. I mean, it's been in the same place for about 10 years, and it's hardy as hell, man. Bigger than it was. Yes, the Boynton lady wrote books about. In fact, I have a set of Boynton cow sheets that one of my sisters bought for my kids when they were little. In the linen closet, I got custody of all the linen. Breakup. Compared to rotting flesh.
Mm.
Guess that's better than poop in a jar, but not much. All right, this guy was at the dentist and inhaled a drill bit.
Oh.
Yikes.
You
I would think that'd be a lawsuit. Yeah, he thought he swallowed it. But then they checked him out, the CT scan. I said, oh, geez, you inhaled that. So they don't really go into the procedure, but they didn't have to cut him open. They used some procedure. For something else.
But they had to get him out of there, right? Take him to the emergency
room. Yeah, they had to extract it from lungs, yeah. They used an early detection of cancer to attempt to pull out the drill bit. That's all they say.
Holy shit.
So, some kind of tube, I guess. But man.
I gotta tell my niece to look out for that. She's studying to be a dentist.
Yeah, make sure that drill bit, get the auger, man.
Uh-huh.
Tighten that
uh-huh.
bad boy down.
Suck that up.
You don't want the bit coming off.
I could plunge into anything in your ears.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we talked about Mike Tyson. Hey, you know. you know the guy's a violent motherfucker, man.
I used to kick his ass all the time. I went to school with him. I used to knock his books out of his hands.
He was a machine there for a while. Oh, I mean, his fights used to last like 30 seconds, you know. The guy would come in there, pummel, fight's over. You know, everybody's pitched in $15 to see this thing paper.
Yeah, it sat down for 5 minutes.
30 fucking second fights, man. He did, they fight like 3 or 4 in a row like that. It was stupid. Monster. All right. Go to Animal World. Animal World, the world of animals.
Animal World.
This guy's cool. Indiana Sheriff's Deputy. There was a loose, a sheep? Loose sheep on the highway. Yeah. And, you know, he's doing a pretty good job of getting away from everybody. So he used the skills he learned from watching old westerns to lasso that puppy, man. Pretty cool. So he's spinning. Oh, I guess not the old boy that he watches Yellowstone.
Everyone's making a big thing about that show.
I got to check that out, man, if it's got Western stuff on it, man.
Uh-huh. Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of snakes, we got to have a snake story.
They want
nope.
on us.
Nope. No snake story.
That snake to be found? All right.
But,
okay, I'm selling a sheep.
All right, well, okay. The world's, this isn't Guinness Book, but it is. The Guinness Book's world's largest hockey stick is under attack by woodpeckers.
Oh.
Yeah, at the British Columbia town, North Cowichan. Cowichan. These dang woodpeckers are perching on the 61,000-pound hockey stick outside of the Cowichan Community Center.
They got insurance for woodpeckers?
I don't know, man. But they've tried, it's like it's kind of like my ordeal with the groundhog. They've tried different. They tried filling the holes, plugging holes with steel wool, and the birds are steel wool. They keep pecking holes in the thing, so.
They're noisy bastards, too, man.
What if they could use a
grass outside your room?
I'll swap the woodpeckers for the groundhog, man. In a heartbeat.
You don't like those groundhogs.
Groundhog, man. Okay, what else we got here? Oh, another Galapagos turtle was born at the Auckland Zoo. That's very cool. It's like the 10th one. The 5th tortoise was hatched over the last year. Yeah. 5 turtles have hatched over the last year in that zoo, which is very cool because I guess they're endangered. Those are those ones that live a million years and get huge.
And they're still doing the action, man. They're still getting it on.
Oh, yeah. Just really, it's like tantric sex. Really slow. Really. I think that's where Sting came up with it, watching turtles fuck. All right. Then again, in the birth category, the Ohio Zoo. Oh, man. The Columbus Zoo. Columbus Zoo got discredited, man. There was a bunch of guys, funneling money, and then they found out that Jack Hanna was involved with the big cat trade and shit. I know this didn't make big news, man, but it made the local. Anyway, they're still a good zoo. They just had some few bad eggs at the top.
Hey, it happens.
Anyhow, a baby Humboldt penguin was born.
Oh, okay.
Avian flu going around, so they're being real careful with it. Avian flu was supposed to make the eggs raise in price. I haven't noticed eggs going up significantly. Although beer has, for Christ's sake.
That you've noticed.
I ain't gotten him. It's hard to be a lush. All right. Homeowners discover five bears living underneath their house.
Whoa. Under their fucking
house. You got a bad, I know. You think you got it bad with a groundhog under your shed?
Uh-huh.
Try five bears under your fucking house.
Jesus Christ. How does that happen? How do you go without noticing that?
In the winter, she heard a rumbling sound under the house. It sounded like snoring. And a bunch of sleeping bears under there, man.
Oh, man. What do you do for that?
What did they do? Okay. See, yeah, some other bear just climbed under there and had a crew of three cubs. I guess they let them sleep it off and then venture into the world in the spring. What else you going to do, man?
Do? Yeah, not else you can do. They're hibernating. You're just going to drag them out. That's a day
well,
wait.
Yeah, we still do the sing out. We still do the sing out here on Possum Hour, man. Reverend Wendy was asking. Okay, now bears, speaking of bears, you got to be careful with bears, man. This guy, this footage just came out, and back in 2008, a bear trainer was mauled by his bear. They were getting ready to film a commercial, so it was all on videotape.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, real, I didn't watch it.
But. Yeah, you don't go training bears. You don't put bears in commercials.
Nah,
they're fucking wild animals.
Nah. Yeah, I mean, a bear just like, you know, all of a sudden he just went like, what the fuck is this shit? It bit the guy in the neck, killed him.
Yeah.
He didn't mean it. You know, he's just being a bear.
Yeah, that's what bears do.
That's what bears do.
What I do.
Don't blame me. That's what bears do. I don't know if they let him off. It sounds like they didn't kill him, though. They don't say that they killed Rocky. He was, animal rights aspects, he was spared euthanasia. Okay, so instead of being put down, they put him in solitary confinement with other bears. No more human contact for that bear. I think that's a fair sentence.
Do bears shit in a box?
No. Well, only if they're trying to avoid their colonoscopy.
There you go.
Yeah. So whether they're under your house or shitting in your box. Now this is from where is this in Canada? Manitoba. An ex-farmhand was sharing his encounter with Bigfoot. So I guess Bigfoot is real in Manitoba, Canada.
There you have it.
Yeah. He was out in his, like this guy, he had Bigfoot in his shed. Now, again, making the groundhog look like small potatoes. Prepared Bigfoot in my shed. So, he ran out with pitchforks, and it ran off, I guess, or something. But it growled at him. Yeah, it growled at him. Tall, hairy thing. Yeah. And it jumped the 10-foot fence when it was running away.
Bigfoot.
This guy's make the best hooch in town, I'll bet. Jed. Yikes. Or crystal meth.
Yeah.
Alrighty. We'll finish up with this one. This isn't a Guinness record, but it should be. The Dublin Airport has received 12,272 noise complaints from one person. that was last year,
man.
2021. Yeah. Over the year, one individual in Ireland made 12,272 noise complaints against the Dublin Airport. averaged 34 complaints per day and accounted for 90% of all complaints received.
You got to admire that, man. They're not going to give up.
That's tenacity, man. That's woo-wee. at no time during that thing, they didn't think to themselves, you know, maybe I'm just pissing in the ocean here with this. No. Kept styling,
don't get,
man.
Don't get me this next time. Don't understand this next time.
All righty. Well, that's the end of the news.
Vouchers. We ain't got no vouchers. We don't need no vouchers. I don't have to show you any stinking vouchers.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Back to our show. Whichever show that might be, I'll have you know. A show. This show.
This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
time for this chicken shit bullshit.
Hey,
Paul.
How
are you?
What's up?
Noise.
Hello, Ray.
Yeah. I know. Hi, Kaikombi.
Hey. Good to hear your voice.
I had to get the Ukrainian
Commodore.
Rock and roll in there, man.
Oh, that was beast. I loved it. It was great.
I
loved it.
Been featuring that every show, man. That's my
cool.
Solidarity, my Ukrainian brothers, man.
Who was that? Was that the Wise Guys again?
No, that was the Hypnotunes.
Oh, Hypnotunes. Okay.
That was more of a ska band, kind of.
Yeah.
Whatever you call
it. Isn't that crazy
stuff.
That, like, people from other countries just, like, know how to do stuff and sing the language and do stuff and they're, like, badass and we're like, yeah, we don't even know who, like, the prime minister is or whoever is in all these other countries. We're so stupid that way.
Well, they've latched on, a lot of countries have latched on to American crap, you know, like rock and roll and stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Korea, a lot of Korean rock and roll, Japanese.
Oh, yeah. Got the K-pop girls.
But like Eastern European guys, I think they're amongst the best. Even I got to admit, even the Ruskies got a couple of good bands. So
there you go. Pussy Riot.
It's cool though that they're like down with it. You know what I mean? It's like it's our culture. Yet they try making it their own or doing something, and it's like we like. Don't do anything like that. Like, oh, we're not going to learn, like, a Polish song to do something.
Right.
Speaking of which, it was Dingus Day the other day, wasn't it?
That's right. It was Dingus. We missed Dingus
yeah.
Day.
Uh-huh.
But we do got the polkas. We got the polkas.
Okay. They polka.
Well, yeah, you guys are always awesome that way.
Hey, that was Dr. Cake's idea, man. I can't take credit
for Cake.
Oh, Cake's awesome. She's a true blue possum.
Came up with the polka.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I love all her posts on Facebook, too. She's got such fun things all the time.
Purple things. Lots of purple.
Purple
stuff.
Things.
Yeah. I like purple things.
Okay. Well, who doesn't like purple or cats or Yorkies?
Kitty cat.
There you go.
I want purple cats. There you go.
Oh, my God, yeah. There was a standard poodle that lived by us that got dyed, like, every color was a girl. And, like, it would be, like, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the dog would be pink, and then it would be, like, a different color. And it was white. And I'm like, man, they like putting so much effort into grooming to do this with that dog.
Wow.
It was a really big one, too. The biggest standard poodle I've ever seen. It's like 90 pounds.
90-pound dog?
Yeah, it was a standard poodle, and they like shaved it. And
right.
All the, it was like Edward Scissorhands. They'd like fucking make it into all these like shit, and then they would dye it like all these different colors
for
whatever the thing was.
I haven't had a dog for over a year.
Oh, I know. That so sucks. You need to go rescue something.
Like I say, I got the groundhog. He's
there you go.
They do sun themselves. I don't know what the weather has been there in Ohio, but it's like we had 6 inches of snow the other day, and it's supposed to be 78 tomorrow. So, whatever. It was on Monday. We had all that snow.
Wow.
It's like literally 50 degree difference, like from day to day. And I was like wondering why they're sneezing. And I had a little sneezing attack over stitches. I'm like, dude, I don't have fucking COVID. My nose is an asshole. I'm sorry. She's like, your nose is an asshole. And I'm like, yeah, it is. Can't stop sneezing.
Oh, man. Apple Cheeks wants me to adopt a poodle from Ukraine, man.
Yeah, you could dress it up and you do all those Edward Scissorhands cool things with it. They don't shed either, so you don't even hit the vacuum.
Everybody I've known that's owned a poodle, the poodle pees in the house. Their house smells like pee.
The little poodles are mean. It's one of the only dogs they ever got bit by. I told you this. It's probably in the archives.
Yeah, you were not the biggest dog fan.
I do know. I grew up with a ton of dogs, and I went to dog shows, and my mom made me show dogs and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, I like to be able to, like, leave for a weekend. Yeah.
Well,
I
found
just leave a dog alone.
I found a quickie polka.
Let's do it.
Quickie polka. We got a polka. All right.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Mr. Booth may have helped to ease the sting, but then he had to go and say one more thing. Vladimir wrote this strong op-ed in which he lectured us, said U.S. was not such special place, made lots of folks red in the face. The one thing he did is worth a go-see, got Boehner agreeing with Pelosi, and Tea Party folks his name have kissed. Did they not know he's communist? Tchaikovsky, the discriminatory laws of which Putin's a backer, make him the ultimate nutcracker. Putin, your laws deserve refuting. You open your mouth and you put food in. But being with homophobic wouldn't hurt. From someone who likes to pose with that is shirt, just saying. Putin, just take Isaac Newton to figure out, okay, your toast is great, but shirtless photos, not so straight. Suppose your mouth and you won't put your food in. Yes.
Fuck you, asshole.
There you go.
That was the worst polka ever, man. That was the worst. Jeez.
Fuck Putin.
Sorry about that.
Arnold was in it, and isn't he from Austria?
Wasted everyone's time. Apologize. I don't know. I think we played that back in '85 or something. It was only 2 minutes long. I didn't want to jam up there with
in BC before Christ.
Yeah. Got a Miller Genuine Draft. Precious, expensive beer.
There you go.
It's not expensive.
It is now.
Boy,
that's
it is.
Right. You got all those cans.
Everything.
Turned in all those cans.
All the cans.
Hey, I'm 3 months no smoking. Over.
No way.
3 months. All right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Now I'm going through the Commodore shock on my system where I think everything's off.
You're going
And my fucking stomach hurts. Like, this is, like, weird. Why is this like this? I'm my body's in shock. It's nuts. I remember you going through that stuff, and you went through a little thing, and I'm like, okay, oh, my God, Commodore said the same thing to me. This is what's happening to me. I said, just don't, you know, like, let the Jedi mind tricks get to me.
Yep, Yep. And once you get past that first 2 weeks, it's not that as bad. You know, it just gets...
I'm almost 3 months, and I did 6 months before, but I have been vaping half nicotine and half no nicotine.
Yeah.
But I'm about ready to be done with that, too. I'm going to go to no nicotine and nothing, so...
Yeah, my number one son finally got off the vape, and then he was chewing the gum, and he's off the... He didn't have any money for the gum, so he quit the gum. But he's off nicotine.
Go.
Entirely.
Good. So my sister's been kind of trying to sabotage me a little bit. And then I'm like, she's like, oh, well, this person said that their health went deteriorated. I'm like, well, you know what? I had COVID twice, and I couldn't, like, I was, like, getting worried. I was, like, looking at myself in the mirror to see if, like, my lips were blue and my fingernails and stuff. Because I'm like, damn, this, I keep coughing. I'm, like, dying here. And I'm like, I got to quit smoking because I don't want my life to end up being somewhere at that point where I, like, can't breathe because that's horrible.
Yeah. You're about the same age I was when I quit, I think.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's why I keep thinking of you. That's why I came to the show. I'm like, you know what? He did it. I did it. We're fucking
Hang in there.
We're fucking beasts. We fucking got this.
Yeah.
Because I know
hang
you struggled.
If I could do it, anybody can do it. Although I still have the occasional nicotine gum now and again, I got to admit. You know why?
Yeah.
Because I like it.
There you go.
It doesn't really hurt.
Well, there was some stressful things that happened, and all kinds of shit was going down around here, and I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to buy a pack of smokes, and I'll just have one and give them to Kim, and then I'm like, you know what, that ain't going to change anything. That's not going to fix the cars. It's not going to fix my situation or anything. So, your mind plays tricks with you.
I kept thinking, man, I don't have to worry about the cigarettes, okay? I go into the store and they got that big thing of those cigarettes sitting there with all the brands. I don't have to worry about those cigarettes. All I got to worry about is one cigarette. That's the one cigarette. That's the only cigarette I got to worry about. That got me through a lot. Well, Gumby could tell you with the booze, man.
Yeah. Well, right now I'm smoking a Padron 4000.
Oh, you bastard. Well, I'm having a delicious Miller Genuine Draft.
My DOS is in 4 more days.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
4 days till 23 years.
23? Good lordy lord, man. Congratulations, man.
Thank you much.
I think you're over the hard part. Hang in there, Wendy. You said 3 months?
That's great. I think she said 3. Did we lose her? Where is she?
I don't know. I'm in Michigan.
Oh, I muted you with my big dumb phone.
So you said 3 months?
It was January 18th was my quit date.
I had
COVID. Yeah.
Yep.
So,
mine's a week after my birthday, because that was 2 weeks after Master Chin said, you quit now.
I know, it's like, well, Kim, I'm like, she thought that his body was going to go into shock and this and that. She's like, oh, well, my friend told me that she just got worse and worse and sick, and I was talking to some old lady and their roller set on her hair, and she said she wished she would just smoke a carton of cigarettes because her health would deteriorate. I'm like, no, she fucking got over liver cancer. Like, she's not going to be probably the same with all the bullshit she went through. Like, don't even tell me that crap.
Yeah.
But for the most part.
Right.
But hey, 23 years, fucking A, man.
Yep. Sissy's being
That's awesome.
Evil. She's trying to get you to come back to the dark side, man. Trying to lure you back.
I've done that before.
Come back.
Like, well, I don't want you to buy a pack, so I'll just leave you two and go to work. And I'm like, what the fuck? Here I go.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I did have some internal struggles. I'm like, okay, yeah, if I do this, like, I'm going to hate it, but then I have to tuck myself back into it, and I already went this long. Like, it's,
right.
Yep,
like,
yep.
I keep saying it's the Jedi mind tricks that your brain plays on you, so.
And the long, the farther you got between you and that date, January 17th, the better, man. It's easier and easier 18. And easier.
Yeah.
18.
Yeah.
My short-term memory. Sharp as a pack. Here we go.
All right. This is why I called in. Sorry, guys. Yes, I want to call in earlier.
I could have done
so many
stories.
Because you know I always have a lot to say.
Well, I appreciate you calling. It's very nice to hear your voice.
Lovely.
Oh, it's so fun. Well, my son got a computer, so I went on his thing. I don't have a computer, so.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. Cool. Thanks for coming up.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Maybe my night.
Love you guys.
Aww.
And all the possum people.
Set course for archive to catch up on what I missed.
People.
Says. Boom, boom. MGD.
Tequila!
Alright, man. Well, I guess we'll come back Monday and waste everybody's
Monday
time again. It's assuming
I
get to
find out what I can on this this TV show called The Ugliest Girl in the World. What the fuck was that?
Oh, no. The Ugliest Girl in Town.
Oh, Ugliest Girl in Town.
Yeah.
Oh,
he takes these
what's
treasure.
That on? I never even heard of that thing.
It's like from 67. He takes these gag shots as a hippie, right, with the long hair?
Yeah, yeah.
And MGD. And this guy sees the pictures and thinks he's a girl. Because of the long hair.
Okay.
And so he hires him. It's a stupid fucking plot. Anyway, he has to dress up like a girl every week, and he's goofy looking. So there's the whole gag. He's the ugliest girl in town.
Okay.
I tell you one thing. If my mom was still alive and she's seen all these girls' eyebrows, she would just break out laughing all day long, every day. She's like, why does all these chicks' eyebrows look like Joan Crawford? She would, like, fucking laugh her ass off.
It's
not lipstick on the collar. It's eyebrows on a fucking pillow. It's crazy.
All right, man. Well,
those eyebrows are nuts. I'm sorry.
We gotta beam out, man. We got to beam out.
All right, let's do it. There we go.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Energize!
I'm an old poor boy, just a long way from home. I'm an old poor boy, just a long way from home. Guess I'll never be happy if the thing I do is wrong. Well, I'm just here wanting to put a matchbox hold my clothes.
There we go. I was putting your Batman heads in there, Gumby.
Oh, okay. Good. You got Batman heads.
All right, man. Yeah. I'm working tomorrow. Gotta love it.
Huh.
Well, gonna be a good boy.
Nice
Saturday morning.
Well, and I don't have to get up early, but I mean, when I work in the evening, I like to do, it's like the whole day, it's like a Rocky montage and everything. I got to go out and lift weights and run in the snow and fight bears and shit.
Fight bears.
Yeah. And then I got to drive the fucking, how weird is this? Guess where I'm driving to tomorrow?
Where?
Miami.
Dresden.
Oh, okay.
Dresden, all right.
Yeah, Dresden.
Got some weird towns in Ohio, man. They're just stealing names. They're just stealing names.
They make up everything. It's like, okay, I want to go to Paris.
Yeah.
When I say I want to go to Paris, it's not in Ohio.
There's a Paris, Ohio?
Like Paris. Isn't there a Paris, Ohio?
No, there's
a
Paris,
Texas. Yeah, I don't think there's a Paris, Ohio.
But there probably
we is. We do have Lima.
I think there is.
Lima and Miami and maybe there probably
is. You do have Miami and all that.
I know there's a St. Paris. Maybe that, I don't know.
Okay, maybe that's that.
Do a gig there every Christmas, except during COVID.
Oh, that's like...
All right. Well, thanks for coming, gang.
Yep. Good to hear your voice, Wendy. Sweet.
Yes, indeed. Old
there
homie.
Is Paris, Ohio. It's in Stark County.
I'm sure it's a teeming metropolis. Teeming.
Yeah, Paris, Ohio. I told you there was a. Your
there
state's
you
so weird. Oh.
We'll always have Paris, Ohio.
In Miami.
This has been a Filmways presentation.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!